listening to Beardcast.
What's going on, Bears? It's David. It's Friday. New episode of FNMC. Episode 14.
That's the Friday Night Magic 14. Cast.
Number 14, two sevens. And it's me, David.
And Beatty.
What's up, guys? It's Matt. I'm here, but I'm not here. But I'm here.
He's a shadow.
Yep.
So what news is news is news? What is new for news?
Well, first, before we even start that, I'd like to apologize to our fans for two things, actually. One, we said on Wednesday we're going to be at McGee's Ball on West 55th Street in, like, the afternoon.
I wonder if there's anyone standing there waiting for us.
Fucking yeah, that ended up never happening today.
Everybody went to every floor. I'm like, big cast.
Yeah, shit came up, and we weren't freaking able to repost the response. So, sorry about that. Also, I'd like to apologize for Wednesday's terrible episode. That shit was atrocious.
It was poop.
It was horrible. You know, David was really the only one here that was able to hold conversation. I was friggin' losing my life. I was fighting a terrible friggin' sickness that day. I was almost dead.
Jose
can't hold a conversation unless it's about friggin' classical books, philosophy, or friggin' literature, pretty much.
And that was in the shadows.
And that was Susie looking at his magic cards, which he's doing now anyway, so.
What's up, guys? What's up?
It's FNMC.
Yeah, so sorry about that. So, now I guess we can
back
get started.
Back to news is news. Apple had their event.
And basically, today was the pre-order, start off the pre-order, so the 5C, which is the lower end of the 5, and the 5S, which is the more Mac Daddy of the 5s. Has an A7 processing chip, speedier than the 5, speedier than the 5C. The only thing really about the 5C is the colors. And the 5S has a substantial, as I said, with speed. The home button has a finger sensor.
Yeah.
That basically is like a new bump in security.
Okay.
So you can rest your finger and it will unlock the phone.
Okay.
It reads to your own
phone. Yeah, there's no button anymore, right?
No button.
Nice.
And they do away with the whole little square in the unlock.
Out of curiosity, does your fingerprint unlock the phone? Or
yeah.
Do you have to slip with a code in?
No, no code. Just your fingerprint.
Hmm. Very, very high-tech security now.
Yeah, very Android.
Yeah.
Because Android's already done it. And they didn't do anything to the camera.
Yeah, but Android also still has the option of doing the regular password, which I've seen for the
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, but you can probably still do that with the 5.
Yeah. That's... You could probably turn off that option if you wanted, but
yeah.
Still the thing I was looking forward to see is the camera upgrade. Because it's fucking, if you look at these Androids have crazy amount of megapixels now.
Yeah.
That Nokia Lumia has fucking 40-something megapixels in that phone.
I got fucking 4.
You got 4?
I got 2.
I don't know. I got the 4S. What is it?
No, we got 8.
We got 8.
I got 2. So go fuck yourself, both of you.
You got 6 on me.
Yeah.
He's got the 1S.
At this point, I think Apple's just making, just trying to expand the iPhones just so they make more money.
Yeah, what happened, what they were saying was Androids actually hold 70% of the smartphone population.
Yeah.
Whereas...
Well, is it cheaper, too?
Yeah. All right. I can think of the number now. 17% of smartphone users are iPhone only.
Yeah.
Whereas 73, I believe that's the right math, is Android.
Yeah.
So what they were doing is basically...
What's the other 13?
What?
What's the other 13? 70 and 17 is only...
Other...
And people who don't...
Like Windows.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what that is. So, basically, the 5C is the attempt to make it more affordable so that number, that percentage will go up, rather than having, like, 4S was 200 at retail, and then it just got progressively higher as the space went up. And the same for the 5S. 5S is still the more executive version of the phone, where the 5C can go from $99 to only $199, depending on the size. But that's why it's the lower end. It doesn't have that whole sensor and all that baloney, pony stuff.
Mm. Okay. But I don't have it either, so I really don't give a shit.
And then, what else was there? September 17th is iOS 7's release. Yes. So that release is coming out on the 17th. Get your iPhones ready. You're going to update it. It's going to be nice. It's going to be sweet. I'm going to lick my phone that day. Lay in bed with it. But a new iPad mini, new iPad, a lot smaller.
literally there's no more scoop on the iPad. Like the 10-inch iPads basically have like a more of a it's like fat to flat, whereas now it's condensed where the screen is just what it is. There's no really heavy borders on it, and the iPad mini is just like an upgrade on the processing chip, so it's decent, but they all run on iOS 7. It's going to be nice. It's going to be sweet. Light and sweet.
Yeah. Light and sweet.
Or cream.
What's the heavy cream?
I really don't give a shit about smartphones because I think they make people lazy.
Oh my good God.
They really do. Listen, okay. How many times have you asked Siri to call someone and you have to ask her 12 times? And by the time you ask her, you could have gone to your fucking contact list and just to call her.
That's what I do.
To
violate. That's why I just use my thumbs.
And it's my magical thumbs.
Well, listen, you must have started recently doing that, because last time you were here...
Sometimes I do it. The only time I really use Siri is if I have my headset in and I'm walking in the street, and then I try to call my girlfriend a bunch of time, I call Angela. And for some reason, it constantly calls Angel. I fucking call Angel more times than I call Angela on the day.
Does he answer?
I try to hang up quick, but then there's some times where I just let it go, and I go, "What's up, buddy? I was trying to call Angel, but I figure I'd tell you what's up."
What do you say?
He goes, "Oh, cool, man." He's like, "Nothing, I'm gonna know this, that, and that." You know how he's always running around, so
yeah,
it's not a big deal.
Runs around the city like crazy.
My girl's getting steaks.
Passing on some steaks.
But
other than that, Apple wasn't too eventful. Stock still dropped when they announced all their releases. I think a 2% drop during the event.
People were like, "Do you know iPhones? Oh, fuck this, we're done."
When it was
my iPhone 4S is fine. Fuck
I think it.
It
was unconfirmed. It was over 10% it dropped. But and then on the announcement went down to more.
That's fucking terrible. I mean, the Steve Jobs curse, maybe that's coming true.
No, that's what they said. They said basically Apple's been progressively dropping since Steve Jobs' death.
Yep.
And Tim Cook is, has been...
Yeah, one rumor of this I heard was Steve Jobs died and now he's haunting Apple, making it worse. I'm like, yes, because that's what Steve Jobs
wanted.
That's what Steve Jobs ghost wanted to
do. Yeah, he wanted to fucking haunt Apple, a company that basically he built out of a garage.
He wanted to destroy his company he worked so hard to build. Yes.
Maybe if he died when he got fired from the company, maybe then he was the fucking owner.
Back in the 80s, yeah. But then we wouldn't have half the shit we have today.
He revolutionized.
Then we wouldn't have the shit we have today, like this laptop, which recording our beautiful podcast on.
There you go.
Or your iPhone.
Or my iPhone and my iPad that I forgot to bring inside today.
Yep.
But news.
GTA 5.
I was thinking maybe there was something filler.
I don't think we planned that, did we?
What?
No,
so
we didn't plan that.
Time.
No, we didn't plan.
But GTA 5, I watch a few Let's Plays. You watch a few Let's
yep.
Plays. I watch a few previews. Sick game. Probably one of the sickest GTAs out there.
Fucking biggest GTA game out there.
Let's put it this way.
Scale-wise.
It's pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
Three characters. You can play any of their story at any time point in the game. You can basically go from one character, hit a button, you flip up, you go to another character, and then in the middle doing something, anything. So it's not like the game restarts once you switch. And then once you go back to the other character that you had just left, they're doing something else crazy. Or they're doing whatever. And if... A lot of people think that maybe, I've heard this, I've read this, that say if you get a 5-star police rating on one character.
Yeah.
They think, oh, okay, if I jump to the other character, it's not going to be the same. And actually, the other character is getting into a bit of an own trouble for himself. So you really don't leave that 5-star.
Oh, that's kind of stupid.
Yeah.
That's kind of a slack against it. That's bad.
So it's kind of like, realistically, they're doing their own thing. It's their own AI. The story doesn't stop when you leave them.
Yeah.
They're doing their own thing. He can go be getting a piece of food at the drive-thru. He could be go buying a... I forget the character's name. He could be buying a suit.
So pretty much what you're saying is, they do their own thing, but whatever you're doing, they pretty much might be doing the same thing. If you get in trouble with the police, they're definitely getting in trouble with the police.
They might be doing something, but it might not be 5-star, but you'll still have some kind of heat on you. It won't be 5-star.
That's ridiculous.
Because the whole thing with 5-star is you have to work for 5-star. That's one of the points of GTA. A lot of people just don't even play the story right off the bat. They're like, all right, let's see how much trouble I can get fucking into.
Maybe.
You're raising your hand. I'm going to do it. As soon as I get it, I'm going to be like, all right, let's see how much fucking rampaging I can fucking do in this game.
Usually what I do is my first crack at the game before I even touch a story, steal a car, find a hooker, have sex with the hooker. She gets out. I run her over for the money. Get the money, rinse and repeat. And we're
and
back.
Then I get back out.
And we rinse and repeat for a couple hours.
What were you saying about the cars? The cars are real?
I saw a video where a guy was driving a Pagani Huayra,
nice.
Which was a car released earlier this year by the Italian motor company Pagani. And actually fastest car on Top Gear. Shout out to Top Gear in UK. Fastest car on Top Gear so far. But I only saw that one car. I'm not sure if all the other cars are going to be available. If, you know,
yeah,
it's going to be, you know, just that car. If it's on Hack the Game. I don't know. But it was pretty cool.
But what else was I looking at in the game? Basically, they were saying, from the videos I had watched, they compared GTA 4, which at that time, still revolutionary for GTA. People fucking flipped out when he stood on the curb and one of his legs stood up on the curb with the other one stood flat on the ground. People were like, holy shit, this is so realistic.
Yeah.
Like, that was revolutionary.
Yeah.
But now with GTA 5, it's been 2000, I don't remember the release of GTA 4.
2009.
Rockstar's had a lot of releases in that time.
Just in case you guys haven't looked yet, to get the scale of the map, some guy took 5 Liberty City maps, scaled and like photoshopped, kind of. I don't want to say photoshopped, like make it sound like he's making it up.
Yeah.
But he took a Liberty City map, found the location of the airport, found the location of the airport on Los Santos, I think. Yeah,
yeah.
Los Santos, I couldn't think of the name. And made it match. And I think he could fit like 10 Liberty City maps throughout all of Los Santos.
Crazy.
It's pretty big.
So basically there's elements like, what I really want to know about is the driving. I want to know if the driving's up to scale, because there was a lot of complaints in GTA 4 that the driving was kind of shady, kind of shabby.
Oh, what, you mean go around a corner and flip your car?
Yeah. So combat was another situation, but like I saw, like I read, like I know, Red Dead Redemption was a game that came out between that time, so you know that the combat's going to be integrated in that game. L.A. Noire was a game, even though it was a Rockstar housing game and it wasn't made exactly by the creators of GTA, you know some type of element is in it.
Yeah.
I believe the character's faces are pretty realistic, just like L.A. Noire.
Kind of. I saw one where it was like kind of,
yeah.
Kind of was it?
Yeah, it's
like,
not like a full facial scan.
Like some woman's talking to one of the characters, it's the crazy guy, I forgot his name already.
Yeah.
I remember Tommy and... I forgot
Tommy.
Not Tommy. Michael and the other guy.
Michael and... Oh, man.
I just had his name before, too.
I know, I gotta look it up because I can't rest.
Anyway, so the crazy character was talking to this woman, and the woman was just looking at him, staring at him, and her mouth was moving. So I don't know if that was like an early trailer. They did cut into it.
Well, I feel like it won't... It definitely won't be as... detailed as
L.A. Noire.
Noire. Definitely not.
Well, no, because L.A. Noire is a big game, but not as big as that.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, just going to take up so much fucking space in that game. Just the map alone.
Yeah, that game needs exactly 8 gigs available on your hard drive in order to play.
Damn. How about to install?
That's it. I believe in order to play, you have to... It's a mandatory install for your Xbox, 8 gigs.
It's mandatory.
Mandatory. And that might be online. I'm not too sure, because I remember Halo 4.
Yeah.
Mandatory install to play Halo 4 was 8 gigs.
Yeah. Online for that game should be incredible.
Yeah, people said it was pretty crazy. I haven't looked too much into it, but I heard that a lot of crazy things about it.
I mean, since online came out with... if you think about it, actually, GTA 4 was the first one with online.
Yeah.
Because the last one that came out, GTA San Andreas, was PlayStation 2, right?
Yeah.
So the online what makes that game takes that game to the next level. I mean, I can remember jumping into helicopters with fucking Arab jets and shooting at fucking whoever I was playing with online. It was hilarious. It was great. So online just takes the game to another level.
I haven't looked too much into it, but I hope that there's free play.
Because
I love the free play GTA 4 had to offer. I love just driving around the city with a bunch of friends, just getting in the car and fucking shooting up to people. Fuck it. I don't give a fuck.
I think it was me, you, Jose, and Angel.
Yeah.
And we were in a car. And we all shot out the windows. And next thing you know, Jose gets out, leaves us, and then we get into a fucking raid by cops.
Yeah.
You little fuck.
Michael, Trevor, and Franklin.
Yeah, Franklin. Yeah, I couldn't think of his name.
Michael's a former bank robber from the East Coast who got a sweetheart deal with the FIB. I'm assuming that's the FBI in the GTA world.
Federal Investigation Bureau.
Trevor is a sleazy trailer park criminal counterpart to Michael. And Franklin's from South Los Santos. Franklin is an ex-street gangster.
You see the picture? So pretty much what we have here is we have Michael, who is pretty much Tommy Rossetti.
Yeah.
Trevor, who is pretty much Nico Bellic.
Magic references.
And Franklin, who is CJ, pretty much.
All they did was they combined the three games, and I said this early on, They combined three games into one giant game, changed the names, changed the characters a little bit, and this is the finished project, product, and it looks pretty decent. I won't be surprised if yet again the that GTA, this GTA will probably take it home with another game of the year. Maybe it'll be more deserving than GTA 4 was, because I was highly upset. I believe that year
Skyrim came out. No.
Not Skyrim won game of the year. Which was well deserved.
Yes. What came out in that same year as didn't Halo come out?
I think so. Halo may have came out.
Call of Duty definitely came out. But hang on. Before we go into that, Michael Corleone?
Michael Corleone.
Michael, maybe Michael Corleone from The Godfather?
Maybe.
Just maybe. Look kind of like him. I diverse, though. Anyway, what else came out in 2009?
I'm trying to see. GTA.
You know Call of Duty came out. Call of Duty comes out every 2 years.
GTA 4, Game of the Year.
Runners up.
Mm-hmm.
Runners up?
Yeah.
What? You know, 2009 wasn't that long ago. It was only 3 years ago.
I don't remember shit about it.
Yeah. 4 years ago. I'm sorry. Technically four. We can't remember shit about it. Sorry. We're young, but our memories are shit. Sorry. Sorry, folks. So this will take just a minute.
Where the fuck are you?
They hide them. They hide them in little sub boxes. You have to click on.
But I remember that in that year, there was a lot of games. There was a lot of games that should have won.
Was it
a
Dragon Ball Z game?
No. It wasn't that game, I'll tell you that.
Oh, which before you're looking it up, you know what I saw today on sale? $20. I guess GameStop, Dragon Ball Z, Budokai 1, and Budokai 3.
Really?
Which I don't know why they had Budokai 1, which is, it's fucking terrible. It's an HD remake, by the way.
Okay.
I don't know why they have fucking Budokai 1. It was terrible. Budokai 3 was the best out of all of them. Even though they have characters that never exist, like the characters from Dragon Ball GT, Super Saiyan 4, and all that stuff. But yeah, they'll look pretty good for not bad for $20. Dragon Ball Z, Budokai 3 is worth the pickup as it is. So, just a little plug-in for GameStop for all you Dragon Ball Z fans.
I love how I went to 2012's fucking Game of the Year winners.
Good job. We are really good at this, aren't we?
Yeah, well, I mean, this is something I did not anticipate looking into. So,
we are really bad at our jobs. This is not really our jobs, thank God. We'd be fired.
No, it wasn't 2009, 2008 Game of the Year.
It was 2008.
Okay, yeah, it was 2008.
Holy shit.
Yeah, okay. This is what I got upset about. GTA 4 came out that year, but so did Fallout 3, Gears of War 2, Little Big Planet, whatever. Metal Gear Solid 4.
Wow.
But somehow, managed to take the cake, take it home.
Yeah.
I think it was undeserving. Yeah, don't get me wrong. GTA 4, definitely a step up from GTA 3 and all the others, obviously. It was definitely revolutionary for that series, that genre. But didn't think it deserved Game of the Year.
Didn't hold a candle to Metal Gear Solid.
No, definitely not.
Didn't hold a candle to the fucking Gears of War. No.
I mean, best shooter did go to Gears of War 2. Fine with that. Best RPG, Fallout 3. Wow, I could pull up fucking all the shit. Best graphics was Metal Gear Solid 4. Okay.
Yeah, I can think
of that. I'll be okay with that.
Yeah, but still, it's your one Game of the Year.
Like, I don't know. I guess maybe they were thinking about overall. Best action-adventure game was Grand Theft Auto 4 again. Best soundtrack was Rock Band 2. I can't believe I forgot who won. Best fighting game was Soul Calibur 4, really, back then? Soul Calibur 4 won something?
Wait. In their defense, that may have been the only fighting game that came out.
Yeah, probably year. At the time. What was Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe was really a fucking... Was that... Super Smash Bros. Brawl was also up in that run.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, never mind. So, Dragon Ball Z Burst Limit. Okay, yeah, let's put it this way. The only two names you could really pay attention to was Soul Calibur 4 and Super Smash
Brothers.
So, fuck that.
Actually, you know, I read... That's pretty cool today. Hideo Kojima posted a tweet about GTA 5.
What did he say?
He's depressed about it.
Why?
Not depressed in a bad way, though. Like, when he first saw the trailer, he thought it was amazing. He thought it was awesome. And then he saw the actual gameplay trailer, and it's depressing him because he feels Metal Gear Solid 5 won't be able to compare to it.
Really?
He thinks, like, he has total respect for the Rockstar team. He's like, they make amazing games, and they really knocked it out of the park with this one, and that the bar for open-world games like this has definitely been raised. And he's like, I just really hope that R5 will be able to at least hold it, like, be able to be a stand next to it. That, you know, he's really worried about Metal Gear Solid 5 not being as good as
it. I feel like he's got nothing to worry about. From based off the demo that had played during Last E3. Graphics are incredible. The whole idea to bring Metal Gear Solid 5 with Kiefer Sutherland to an open world, it's something I never seen before, something I didn't even think for a second. If you would have told me back 2009, Metal Gear Solid 4 was like, oh, GTA's coming to an open world, I would have said, yeah, shut the fuck up, not going to happen.
Yeah.
But it's happening. That's really going down.
Yeah. And even with the new sneak mechanics and the new way you can camouflage and hide in that game was pretty badass.
Pretty crazy.
Like, just hiding on the side of the horse was fucking awesome.
Yeah, no, that was definitely crazy.
Kiefer Sutherland, I was a fan of.
Yeah.
Voice wise, when I first heard it, but when I saw the trailer and I heard his voice, I was like, hey,
yeah,
he can play him.
It did well.
He's pretty good.
I mean, it's not David Hayter, but I'll keep with Kiefer. I'll keep faith in the Kiefer.
Yeah, David Hayter must have been getting fucking tired of that role.
Speaking of David Hayter, best male voice that year, 2009, was Nico Bellic.
Played by who?
Michael Hulick.
So
Michael Hulick played Nico Bellic. And he won best, and it compared to David Hayter as Old Snake, the narrator from Little Big Planet. Was that really a fucking... And Roman was even up for that. Roman, Nico's cousin.
Were they just trying to push Metal Gear Solid 4 that year?
I feel like that year, the only reason it came out and they won the Game of the Year is because that was the only game that really was worth anything besides the ones that were mentioned that we thought were worth something.
I mean, I think they were just trying to push Metal Gear Solid that year. Not Metal Gear Solid, GTA that year for some reason. I don't know why. Like, GTA 4 didn't really impress me.
Yeah.
You know, it's friggin', it was glitchy.
It
had a lot of glitches. I saw a fucking video where this guy was driving a car and the car disappeared into the floor. Along with a couple of other people that walked over it.
It went to a fucking endless pit.
Nico, I didn't fall in love with the character of Nico as much as I did with, Tommy Vercetti or CJ. Roman, annoying.
Roman.
And, just the whole story. I didn't give a shit about the story.
I hated the characters in that game.
Yes.
Overall, game mechanics, besides the glitches, as mentioned, shitty, but still revolutionary for that time. But the only thing I remember about GTA 4 was the day it came out, I was at a few friends' houses. Anthony Harrod. We're sitting there, and basically they had it. I'm like, oh shit, this game is fucking crazy. I gotta go get it. I went to five different GameStops. Five different GameStops, could not find a single copy that they would sell to me.
Okay.
GTA 4. All copies they were able to sell besides pre-orders were sold that day.
Yeah.
I had to go fucking completely out of my area. I remember picking up the phone. I was like, Daddy, we got to get in the car. We got to go. They got one left at the store. They won't hold it. And he's like, all right, give me a minute. Put on his pants, his sweatpants, threw on the socks, his shoes, and we were fucking out. He didn't even put on his shirt. He fucking had a zip-up jacket. Fucking with his bare chest out. It was fucking, who knows, it was like 30 degrees out or something. He's like, all right, Dave, where are we going? So he drove me there. I picked up the last copy, and that's all I remember of GTA 4.
Nice.
So, words to the wise, pre-order your copy now because don't fucking run to the...
Especially this one.
Yeah,
especially this one. I finished Vice City. I finished San Andreas. You remember how I said, before I start playing the story, I do that thing with the prostitutes? That's all I did in Grand Theft Auto 4 because I really didn't like it that much. I really didn't like it. All I did was find a hooker, fuck him, let him get out of the car, killed him for the money, took the money, and
we're out.
And I did that in the various spots. And then occasionally I'd hijack a helicopter, the military one, and just start fucking shooting everybody.
This is not really the best thing to be happy about a game.
What?
Saints Row 1, you're able to go to the grocery store. I mentioned it in another podcast. Buy a blunt, buy a bong, get high around the grocery store. Los Santos, you go to the spots, you can buy a bag of weed.
Nice.
Do the same. I'm happy with it.
Well, it's supposed to be based off California, right?
Yeah.
And now California has
it's all medical.
Medical marijuana, yeah.
And they have all different spots.
Nice.
So you know what I'll be doing with certain characters in that game.
Which characters, Dave?
Ones that will be able to go and buy them. I don't know if they'll all be able to.
Do you
want to
be racist
spots
on podcast?
Yeah, but I think you take every single character and go to different areas. You can probably do whatever.
Yeah, do you want to be racist on podcast and mention
I'm
which
just
ones?
Letting you know
yep.
what characters I seen do that in
no.
the game.
Which was
I forgot the names.
Franklin.
And
we're going to leave it at that.
And that's where we
that's where we draw the line. We don't step over
there's
that.
There's no racism in this podcast. It's only truth and facts of what I've seen.
You know what I don't like about the game? GTA 5?
What?
Tommy's fucking son. I wanted to beat him in that fucking commercial.
Yeah.
Just that one scene made me want to freaking just go to his house. I hope you could do this. Murder his family.
That would be fucking nuts.
Or murder his son. One or the other.
Bring somebody else. Bring another character into the house and murder him.
Oh, yeah. Maybe, you know, he goes out and you get the crazy guy. Okay, I forgot his name already.
Trevor.
Trevor. You get Trevor and you go drive to his house and you fucking just kill him. Kill them all.
Kill them all.
Kill them. Just kill them all.
GTA's got something under wraps. Won't let even the developers see it. Won't let the reviewers... Well, not the developers. Won't let the reviewers see it. Won't let every company see it. GameSpot.
Yeah.
IGN. They sent them the demo. They did. They left one thing out. They won't show them the heists. It's the biggest under wraps secret of Rockstar right now.
Yeah.
Basically, all three characters get together and they could go to banks and go to jewelry stores and they just rob everybody.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to see it.
And not only that, you can plan your heist.
Yeah.
You can plan how the heist is going to go down, what equipment you're going to use. Sorry about that, folks. Slowly dying in the corner. You can pick if you want to go smart and be tactical about it. You can pick if you want to go in sloppy.
Yeah. Sloppy.
Raw dog it.
Lovely.
I just burst in, just strap ass for the money. So it's pretty cool. And then the way you can spend the money that you've earned, it's pretty cool. You can buy cars, tattoos, or, which is what I really like, you can make investments in stocks.
Really?
You can make investments in stocks, and you can buy real estate.
That's what I'm liking about this game.
It's like an MMO almost.
It's got a lot of detail.
Yeah.
Fucking AI is phenomenal from what I've seen. Just the bits of detail. They've gone to the fine details of this game.
Yeah.
I was mentioning it to you earlier, where basically they had one character flying in a helicopter. He parachutes out in the city. Another character is really close by. You switch over, and in the distance, you're driving. You can see the helicopter swirling down, crashing to the spot. He drove by, and there was the crash site.
And you can see the character falling down in the parachute.
There was another mention of a mission, where the missions usually, in other GTA games, in other most games, missions die where they basically end where they end.
Yeah.
There's nothing really to it. There was a mission where they had us basically in this Red Dead Redemption type weapon wheel that they have, where they could switch. They have a can of gasoline. The mission was, you pour the gasoline all over the car, and then you make a trail, which you could do on yourself if you want. If you could do it by yourself if you want to,
yeah.
And then shoot at the trail, it will light up. The car blows up. Mission ends. They walk away.
Is the car still moving?
No.
Okay.
They walk away. Mission's ended. Fire truck is coming to that spot.
No.
So basically, the game is continuing outside of the mission, which it flows over into the regular flow of the game
as opposed to any other game. Like if you destroy a fucking car, it just disappears.
Yeah.
Nothing, no one comes, nothing happens.
You're driving past it and there comes a fire truck going to the spot where they just, I guess, got the call for this fire.
Nice.
Definitely cool.
It sounds really awesome. Really can't wait for it to come out. When's it come out? November, October?
GTA 5?
Yeah.
Next week.
Tuesday. Yeah.
It's here.
Right.
It's knocking at the door.
Right before you go to your academy.
Yes.
You get to enjoy it for one day.
I get to enjoy it for a couple of days, actually. I got a couple of days.
Oh, yeah. But I can't wait for it. This looks amazing. Definitely got to do a review on it.
Yeah, for sure. And B's dying.
I am dying. It's resurfacing. Are you using my chopsticks? Okay.
No.
Anyway. It's, I lost my train of thought, you fuck. Thank you, Matt.
What?
I lost my train of thought. Thank you. We're going to have a review on it. I'm trying to think of anything else that happened in the game. I don't remember.
I think that was pretty much it. There really wasn't much left to it.
Yeah, there wasn't that much. I can't wait to see... Oh, you're talking about AI skills?
Yeah, the AI of the game.
Is the prostitute AI any better?
I don't know. I haven't seen that. That I can tell you I have not seen.
Do you go actually in-depth like a hot coffee mod?
No. Not that I'm aware of. Not that I've seen. But definitely going to be a cool game. Definitely decent looking. Definitely new.
Well, of course it's still coming out in 2 weeks.
No, I don't mean like that. I mean newer than the other stuff, like graphics-wise. Even games that come out in this time that's of the same genre, it definitely looks different, definitely looks better.
Yeah.
Like Sleeping Dogs. Can't even touch it.
Yeah, but I wonder how open world that's going to be.
Sleeping Dogs?
Yeah, is it
are you thinking about Walk Dogs or
Watch Dogs?
I'm talking about the game that Rockstar had come out with. Actually, that was a Square Enix game, where it was basically like GTA, it took place in China.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. You bought it, didn't you?
Yeah, it's really decent. don't get me wrong, really great game. But obviously, like I was saying, just in comparison to genres, it doesn't hold a candle to the GTA 5.
The other open world games is Watch Dogs is an open world game, right?
Yeah, but that's something else. That's something I'm not even going to put in the category GTA 5 because that just fucking looks incredible.
Yep.
Because you can approach that game any way you like, and that's what it is. It is what it is. How you play is how it's going to turn out. Like, a story is a story, but if you could choose different 20 different ways to approach that one mission, it's free. You can do anything you want.
My approach, just black out the city, just use night vision goggles and just kill everybody.
Just kill
that's everybody. My approach. Very easy. No one's going to see you. Fuck it. Who cares?
I think it's going to be great.
That's going to be awesome. I think that's pretty much it for GTA.
We're ready. We're ready to go.
Yeah, we're ready to wrap.
That was FNMC GTA.
Yeah.
That was pretty much a GTA-oriented episode.
Yeah, we have nothing new to report about Magic.
Magic?
Nothing new.
Nothing new. Theros comes out in 2 weeks.
Yeah. And in 2 weeks, we'll have something new to tell you about Magic.
Yeah, right. But I guess Dragons versus... Dragons. Heroes versus Monsters deck was... how many B-thumbs would you call that deck?
I don't know. I don't own it.
Yeah, but you look through it. I'm going to say...
I haven't played
3.5.
It. I haven't played it.
That's a 3.5.
But are you going to read each deck or just a whole together?
All together as a whole.
Okay, what about each deck?
Heroes, I'll say, is a 4, whereas Monsters would be a 3.
Okay.
4 B-thumbs, 3 B-thumbs, but all together as a whole is a 3.5 B-thumbs. Right
okay.
In the middle, right slab dam in the middle.
All right.
But with that, we wrap. It is me, David, signing off for FNMC episode 14 or whatever number. I don't know how many numbers we fucking skipped in our absences.
This is BD, actually wondering the same thing. And I hope I'm not dead by the end of the night. Wrapping out.
Later, guys. I'm eating my sushi.
Fuck you, Matt.
With BD's chopsticks.